And so what we'd like to do now is to move into a meditation, a meditational experience, to a healing. It's time for you to have some healing, time for you to go into balance. So let yourself get comfortable in a position that is comfortable for you, in which you can stay for a good long period of time without having to move about, so that you can put your focus inside yourself, so you can draw that curtain of privacy around you by closing your eyes, moving naturally into yourself, into your center within. Now, you've all had some meditative experience before. We're not going to go all that deep, but let yourself just relax. Let yourself relax. All the stuff that you're going to do, you can think about it later. All the stuff you did do in the past, you can think about it later. All the body itching, hungry, whatever it is. Just thank the body for being present with you. Thank the body for being with you. Good body. You love your body. And you'll take care of it shortly. But for now, to put your attention inside yourself, to wherever you perceive your center to be. You may perceive your center to be in a place within your body or outside of your body. It may be in a chakra, a heart chakra, may be in your head, eyebrow chakra, or crown. Just let yourself connect with and touch into. Your center. A place where you are safe and at peace within yourself. And there are noises in the environment for certain. But these noises will not distract you. Instead, they will just kind of be like a little supportive energy for you. Going to surround you with just letting you know your environment is with you, it's surrounding you, it's with you, surrounding you, supporting you. And let your attention now, in this point of focus, in your center, begin to drift. A sense of just floating and drifting, surrounded by this environment. So many environments you may have felt were unsafe. So many environments may be disturbing, distracting. But know that all of that, the little noises, the little sounds, your breathing, your heartbeat, all of that is just part of you, being you. Drifting. And imagine yourself drifting in a sky filled with stars. Stars, hundreds, thousands of stars surround you. Hundreds, thousands of stars twinkling at you. Like the Milky Way, just twinkling. They're all beings of light who have come to be with you, to support you, to surround you with love and light, to witness for you, to send you love, each one twinkling a smile of love for you. And every one of these stars surrounding you as you float through this sky, it could be a night sky or a day sky, still filled with stars. Let them send a little beam of light to you. Every one of these stars send a beam of light to you. They may seem like threads of light from everywhere around you, coming to you, coming to your heart center, coming to your third eye, maybe just surrounding you, just light filling you up, filling up your chakras, filling up your body. Just let yourself receive the light, the love, the support, the safety. Receive. Receive. You're safe floating in a sky filled with stars. And some of those stars move from their position and come above you and form a bright star. The way we show ourselves as we are a group, one who are many. And we send a beam of light down to you that when it reaches you, it is a column of light that surrounds you. All different colors, a white, a pearlescent white made up of all the different colors, blending together into a beautiful, soft, white, sparkling, shimmering, surrounding you. We love you. We support you. We know you have some work you want to do, the divine play you want to experience, a grand future to create for yourself and for your loved ones and for your planet. You came here. You're the right age, the perfect gender, the perfect location to witness the great consciousness shift on the planet. Everything is going according to plan, the divine plan. And now you can add your intentions, your will, and with the support of your reality, your friend, a friendly, supportive, caring, safe, and loving reality, a love-based reality rather than a fear-based one. Feeling safe, you can now open. Open up to who you are. Open up to the divine within you. Feeling the light within you. We like to remind you, you're a powerful reality creator. You're a spark of light, of consciousness. You're a cell in the body of God, Goddess, all that is. You're part of the divine yourself. A divine being having a physical body experience. And as such, you and your team have created this perfect life playground for you to explore, to study certain themes, to have certain adventures, to experience downs and ups. And you've done a wonderful job of creating realities just right for your development, just right for your growth. Some of those did not feel like a lot of fun. But that can change now. Some of these realities seem oppressive, suppressive, repressive, filled with pressure, pushing down on you, overwhelming you, overloading you. But you are a powerful reality creator. And you can step into balance, into harmony, into flow. And you can be safe. You can be safe with energy. You can have your energy unleashed and freed to do what you want to do, to lift you lovingly lift you. You are divine. But in your physical incarnation, you have sometimes felt powerless and angry. We have established a vortex around you. And those things that have gotten you off balance, all the toxins of your environment, toxins that have come through your food, toxins that come through electromagnetic fields, toxins that have come through negative attitudes and limiting beliefs, toxins that come from difficult experiences and hard lessons. All of this has been perhaps tough for you. You know that within you shimmers this light, sparkling, free, joyous being. Allow that self to open up now. And to do that, let's get rid of that toxicity. We and you release that toxicity into the vortex to be spun out and returned to light. All the toxicity, all the anger stored in you that's turned to poison. All the fear stashed in you turned into stress and burdens. All the guilt twisted, woven into you for not being the successful person you thought you should have been or that others would love or value. All of that so intense, so many woundings, hurts, and traumas leaving their mark upon your psyche, making you feel more hesitant to set your boundaries, to expand your light, to activate your force, the force of your nature. Everything standing in your way, you can let go of. At the count of three, we're going to gather and collect what you give us. It will not hurt us. Give us all the toxicity, all the pressure, the overwhelm, the rage. Give it to us at the count of three. And we and you together, we will spin it out, empty you of that which within you, the judgments, the negativities, trap that energy, trap the limitations, and hold you down. That snag in you and get stuck in you to keep you from your joy. Give us as much as you can, and we will take as much as you will give us. At the count of three. One, pay attention to what it is you'd like to give us. You don't have to make a precise list. Just feel. Feel that limitation. Feel the rage. Feel the sense of being restrained and held back. Feel the sense of being overwhelmed and pressured, overburdened, overloaded, crushed, judged, rejected, abandoned, separated, isolated, humiliated. Just sense all that old stuff from the past, childhood, adolescence, you name it. You've experienced it. You don't need it in you anymore. Collecting it now, collecting it. Let it just kind of start to lift. Let it just start to lift. Two. And we're gathering it with you as you lift it, as you're letting it go, just gently lifting it, lifting, lifting and lifting. And three. Let it go. Let us have it. Come on. Let us have it. Well, let us tug it out. There's some threads. There's some ropes. There's some sticky, gunky stuff. Come on. We can have that. We can let it go. Let us all the physical toxins go now. Let all the emotional toxins go. All the rage, all the judgment, all the shame. All the mental toxins, come on. Let us have the mental ones, all the limiting beliefs. I can't because I'm weak, I'm tired, my story is one of limitation. Let it go, come on. Just feel it pouring out of you, spinning away, far away. Emptying out, just emptying out. So much emptying out of your solar plexus, out of your abdomen, out of your chest, emptying out of your head, emptying, emptying. All sorts of tight, tense stuff. In the middle of your brain, under, just around, right on the pituitary, right there above it, is the hypothalamus. Right there, by your pituitary, right in the center. Linked in to your limbic brain, to your reptilian fight, flight, or freeze brain. The place of balance within you between the nervous system and the endocrine, where the spark comes from the input to your motivation, to your output, that link, that connection, the marriage of masculine and feminine, of duality coming together into oneness. Your balance point, your pivot point of your brain. You may not know where it is, but just imagine it's there in the middle of your brain. All the rage was stored there. Your fear, your anxiety, your terror, your boundaries and limitations. And throughout your life, you've been thrown off of balance so many times because you've been experiencing things so intensely that there is a point in the very center of your hypothalamus. That's the pivot point. And you've been like a seesaw, swinging from one side to the other, one side to the other, never letting that seesaw be straight, level, and even. Your point of balance has been so small, so tiny, so hard to stay with, so hard to find and stick with and sustain. Right there, that point, that pivotal point, that nucleus point. Imagine that seesaw. When you were a child, you had a seesaw. Imagine the seesaw. It's tilted one way or another. The way that's high, perhaps, would be the nervous system. The way that's low, the endocrine or the hormones. Or perhaps vice versa. The hormones are high, the nervous system low. More likely, nervous system high, hormones low. Just feel that sense of twist. Almost to look at it, you almost want to turn your head to, you've almost fall over. It's so twisted, so turned, so lopsided. Now we're going to go in your hypothalamus. And we're going to go and straighten the seesaw. We're going to level it on the pivot. So just let yourself open. You don't have to do anything. Just perhaps receive is the best. This is a healing. Healing of your past, your future, your masculine, your feminine. To that point of balance, leveling, balancing. And as it becomes level, the point of the pivot begins to expand. It becomes a platform. Stable. The seesaw is level, stable. The platform expands. The point of balance, the width of this point of balance expands. You have a bigger arena of balance. And now, let yourself open to the divine, opening your top of your head. We'll help. Let the divine light, coming from higher self, soul, from God, Goddess, all that is, the essence of the divine, which is the same as your essence, let it come in a stream of light, open, brighter, more, a cascade, a shower of light coming down, touching your head, coming down into you. Beautiful light, white light. There may be colors. Most of it's white, cleansing, purifying, empowering, in a shaft, a wide shaft coming down through your brain now, filling up your brain. A wide shaft of light extending down now through your neck to your chest. A wide column of light. Not a skinny one. Bright, intense. At least 8 to 10 inches wide. Coming down through your spine and just above and just in front of the spine. All the way down to your stomach, to your abdomen. Your sacrum. To your pubis. To your coccyx. expand the whole column. More and more energy is coming down. More and more and more. It's becoming wider and wider. 1 foot wide. 2 feet wide. Down. Deeper, deeper. Into you. And now, leaving your coccyx, going all the way down to your feet, into the ground. 3 channels of light, 1 each leg, and 1 directly from the coccyx. 3 channels going down. If you're lying down, it may curve. You may just sense it at an angle, or it may just go straight into what you sense as ground, Mother Earth, going down into the earth, down deeper into the earth, faster now. It goes down into the earth, to the core of the earth, to the core, to the center of the mother who loves you, the reality who loves you, your host, your hostess, who supplies you with everything, who gifts you everything in your physical life, the earth. You are made of earth, from dust to dust. You receive everything in your life from earth, your food, your shelter, your clothes, your circumstances from earth, your manifestations from earth, from her. And it touches her heart. Your light, this light touches her. And in love, she sends a beam of light back up to you through the beam of light that went down. The 3 beams of light, 2 feet and the coccyx weaving into 1 big beam. Now, that big beam being even brighter as the energy, as the love, as the light coming up from Mother Earth comes up through there, weaving back up, weaving up into your body. Let yourself receive it. Receive this grounding, this connection. Let it come up, back up through the channel now, much brighter, much wider now, almost your whole body now, part of this channel of energy. Moving down and moving up simultaneously. And this light comes up, strong, powerful light moving up simultaneously with the light moving down, feeling the cleansing, the healing, the expanding, the empowering, coming to your heart chakra, into your chest. This light of love, of the divine, of the earth together. And now think of your world. You came here to be here at this time, to explore who you are, to know and realize yourself. And in that, to, by your choice, to give of your gifts, to create, to love, touch, heal, to share, to teach. Let go of all the judgment you may have about your world. You, the divine being, can see the preciousness of the divine in every other human, animal, and plant. Send your love now from your heart to your world. And know, as this energy, as this love moves from your heart center into the world, spreading out all over the place, into the world, it creates more of a vacuum from the divine, from God, Goddess, all that is, who sends that light all the way down, stronger, more vibrantly, accelerating, faster, bigger, brighter, into you, all the way down to the earth, more coming back up. Intense energy, beautiful energy, loving, free, flowing, safe energy, moving through you, surging through your body, going down and up simultaneously into your body, coming from your heart now out into your world, and also in gratitude, in love to the divine, sending it up through your head, back up through the crown chakra, to your higher self, to your soul, to God, Goddess, all that is. Sending it everywhere now, everywhere. Send that light, that love. Be the center. Be a beacon now. Be a bonfire of spirit, of soul. Just spread that light everywhere. Thousands of beams of light. Send light out to all your friends, those twinkling stars who love you. Send light out to every human, animal, and plant, rock, on the planet, to the oceans, to the air. And you sense that you're becoming very tall. You're becoming a giant, a spiritual giant, 20 feet tall. 25 feet tall, perhaps. Feel it. Feel how big and bright you are. How huge your auric field is. It's expanding way, way out there. And you're connecting into a network with a lot of other light workers, light beings. Your society of dreamers, as we call them. Your co-workers. Those who came to be on the planet at this time with you. You may never meet them. But you're connected. You belong with them. You belong here doing your work, your life, your love, your laughter, your play. Keep this up for a while. Just feel it moving through you. Moving. You are the vehicle. You are the channel of love. The channel of love, a love-based reality for the planet. You who are willing to be free, to be empowered, to love, feel the safety you're sharing with your world. Sending this light out there, and more keeps coming in. More keeps coming in. Filling you up bigger, bigger, bigger. And as you do this, we're going to attune you in a way. We're going to create a grid of light around your head, around your brain. It could be protection from danger, but more than that, it is to allow your brain to resonate at its highest frequency, to allow your thoughts, your ideas, your choices to radiate, to awaken your awareness, your consciousness, to lift you, to hold a resonance of your own electromagnetic field, to set the resonance for your environment. We wrap it in silver, in gold, in light, in copper, in platinum. And then in gemstones, sparkling, shining. Now your power, your resonance, your light, stronger than the light, than the resonance, the light, the frequencies coming from computers, cell phones, cell towers, electricity fields. Protecting you against now expanding this light out into the world, protecting you, loving and neutralizing toxins in the air, chemtrails, toxins in the water, toxins in the food, toxins in your detox process, toxins in your emotional and mental bodies, setting the resonance, setting your frequencies. You're safe. You're loved. You're in your power, and you can make a choice now. You can make a choice to stabilize. To stabilize and at the same time have tremendous access to the other dimensions, to the other levels of creativity and joy, spirit, to the intuitional, to the imaginal, to the magic. Your sensitivity unabated, but even more because you're in balance. And now think of what you would like to experience in your life. From this vantage point, from this place, as a spiritual giant, as a resonance holder, to experience a life filled with abundance and prosperity, abundance of love, healing, abundance of health, and vitality, abundance of passion and joy and motivation that is true to you, abundance of light, abundance of happiness, celebration, laughter, and play. You can rely upon your reality to provide everything. Your Mother Earth provides you with everything. You can receive it all now. And you can give now. You can fulfill your missions, your intentions from this place. Highly sensitive. As a preference, as an advantage, the leader that you are into the new world. And it is done. It is set into motion. And what we're going to do now at the count of three is we're going to send this future that you want, this experience of life that you want, this awareness of yourself and how you function in the world, into the vortex to be informed, so all your world can be informed of you, so every molecule can know your wishes, your will, so your reality can respond to manifest that which you wish. To inform, educate, it's going to send out there at the count of three. One, two, hold that future, the beautiful future of you being happy, healthy, wise, and joyous, passionate, creative, fulfilled. One, two, and three. Send that message out now. Send that image out to your world. You've been sharing your love with your world. Many, many beams, thousands of beams of light coming out from you to your world. Millions of beams. There are billions of people, billions, billions of beams. Put this message all on them. Let us help you. Here we go. Inform every one of your light beams. Every bit of your light informing your reality of your choice. So be it. And it goes spinning out there into the world. Now let your attention feel yourself in the flow now. You're in the flow. Coming into you, going out of you, moving through you. You're in a flow. In the awareness of the flow, let your attention come back to your body, to how it feels, how your weight pushes down the chair or the floor. Very, very gently, knowing that you're going to be 20 feet tall. What's that going to feel like? A confidence, a spiritual integrity, your radiance. So gently open your eyes now. Very gently come back and the body. Maybe look around you a little bit. Kind of wiggle your fingers. Rotate your ankles. Take some breathing. Take a yawn. Nice nap, wasn't it? Yes. Well, dear ones, welcome back. You did more than you know for now. Let it sink in, let it soak in. Let it change things. Let it be different. Don't fall for any cynicism in your thoughts. Just recognize all of that had its purpose, but it's over now. No need to hide. No need to be timid, hesitant, or reluctant, or to resist. Nothing. You're you. Go forth and celebrate yourself. It's what you came for. You're going to be celebrating as you close up your cycles of birth and death to where you can make the choice, I've done it. I've done enough here. I had a great time. I'm ready to go home. We look forward to any opportunity that we may have of working with you again in the future. It is our pleasure to work with you, to see the light that you are. Call on us anytime. Just mentally say, hey, Galexis, and see the starry sky and ask. We'll be there. We'll be happy to work on you over the nighttime, to heal you, to lift you, to clear. And you can also listen to this meditation over and over again. And let the clearing of the vortex work for you again and again. Till you're established at a higher level and then going to yet a higher level, establishing there in the balance. And all those circumstances that are going to come to you to test you, to get you off balance. Just be aware and say, ha, 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 there you are again. Ha, ha. I'm me. I choose and go back into your choice. Go back into your power. Laugh. Don't take it all so seriously anymore. That was you, the child or the adolescent. It's not you now. You're the master now. You're the authority now. You're the light being, the resonance holder now. We surround you with our light, and as always, dear ones, our love. Farewell.